class. I didn't get moved up. Hey, Holly, can I ask you a question? Yes, 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 of course, anything. I noticed that there's an empty seat in first class. That sure is a shame. Next thing you know, man, I'm getting moved up. Just by remembering her name. So then what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Daryl some questions. Now, Bob Berg, when he spoke at our conference, by the way, if you're going to do referral marketing, if you're going to do relationship marketing, you got to study Bob Berg. The best book ever written on relationship marketing is called The Go-Giver. The Go-Giver. And it goes into the inside of how these relationships are really built. The Go-Giver. So Bob Berg gave us a format to ask questions. Does anybody know what it is? Dave. Form, that's right. Stands for family, occupation, recreation, and message. All right? So let's demonstrate. So, Daryl, you have family?
I do. I have my wife, Ingrid. I have two daughters and a granddaughter.
Oh, great. Wonderful. How long have you been married?
11 years.
11 years? Okay, great. And how old are your kids?
We have daughters separately. They're both 23, and then my granddaughter is 4.
It's wonderful. Now, watch this. You've been trained to automatically, because you think that you're building rapport by then telling them how many kids you have and your marriage, and all of a sudden you're talking about me again. All right, you don't want to do that. Have you ever seen a conversation go like that? When this person said, yeah, but well, so I, and then, you know, it's just like a one-up, a one-up, a one-up. Nobody wants that. So instead, I'm going to ask him more questions about that. Then I'm going to move to occupation. So, Daryl, what do you do for a living?
I own a carpet cleaning business in Charlotte.
Okay. You own a carpet cleaning business in Charlotte. So how long have you been doing that?
Almost 21 years.
Wow. Okay. And how's it going?
It's going very well.
Great.
I should
great.
Introduce you to my business coach, Howard Parker.
And I should get you a microphone. Awesome. So you might go down that road for a little bit, okay? By the way, Daryl, what do you do for fun?
You know, I travel a lot. That's fun to me. I mean, I enjoy driving down here. It's 9.5 hours. Every once in a while, I get to sneak on a golf course.
Okay.
My fun is my family. That's just doing things with them. That's what I enjoy most.
All right. Now, check this out. What can I get out of a conversation like that if they say, I love golf, or I love to go to the beach, or I love to drive, or whatever? Hey, if he says he loves to drive, I might say, hey, well, you know, do you ever, like, do you take your coffee with you when you drive?
You know, I don't.
I know. Tell them that. Let's get him a microphone. Andre, help me out. Let's get him a microphone. You got to hear this. I know you don't. You won't believe this. You can just hold it, yeah. Or just, yeah, there you go. So you don't drink coffee?
I've never had a cup of coffee.
In your entire life.
No.
Why are y'all clapping? What's up with that? Like, I gave him $1 million idea earlier, you know? It's like, yeah. Like, y'all need some coffee. Okay, so you've never had a cup of coffee in your entire life?
No. I just never saw the benefit in that, honestly. I mean, people have coffee breath. Right?
Now, am I going to...
Oh, thank you very much. It's hot.
See, that's why I really need these. Okay. So, by the way, you have my permission. If I ever haven't had enough of these or hadn't had one or whatever, you got my permission because I don't want to be, you know. Anyway, so here's the thing. I'm not going to turn around and say, man, you are crazy. Do you understand how awesome coffee... That'll just be done. No, I'm interested in him. I'm asking him questions because how many people show interest in other people?